This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, you ready for a Monday, brand new week? Rested and ready after a fabulous weekend. State of basketball tournament was fantastic. Weather was great pretty much everywhere throughout the region. What's not to love about a weekend like that, huh? Everything here looked pretty darn good. Now, for what's happening in this presidential race, that's a whole other story. I feel like I'm living in an alternative universe. And just because I love this audience on the program, I thought, well, I'll take a little time and just kind of take a little spin around the dial, find out what people are saying about the latest. And I'm hearing things like Donald Trump is destroying civility. We're the laughing stock of the world right now. The 60s have returned. Nixonian. Somebody this week, he's George Wallace. He's George Wallace all over again, are saying on CNN. The hatred that he is generating. Other folks saying, you know, the extreme rhetoric. You know, with Goldwater, at least it was about policy. With him, it's far worse. A fascist. Today's show today starts with campaign chaos and that Trump is inciting violence. Huffington Post writing, someone will die. I kid you not. Here's their line. There is a whiff in the air that the election will be settled in the streets. Trump refuses to take responsibility for the violence. What I've just described there seems to be an alternative universe. What I'm seeing, am I missing something? I don't know. I don't see that happening. I don't. And by the way, some Republicans are to blame for this. They are. Listen to this. Todd, you have cut two ready to roll? Here is Donald Trump's.
No, I don't, because we were.
Donald Trump's.
I hear something else, but I will in a minute. Here, hang on.
Rivals in this race. Piling on. Well, you expect it from Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, right? I mean, there were Bernie Sanders protesters that were in Chicago, part of this. I'm just going to set my opinions aside for a moment. I've just described factually what's happening. I've not given you any opinion, but the closest thing to an opinion was that I feel like I'm living in an alternative universe, I guess. But
I'm curious
what you think, because I'm really confused. I'm just, maybe I have no clue. Maybe I have no clue. And the audience is always, no matter the issue, far better to sort it out. I am trying to remember back at some of the rhetoric used by Barack Obama. That'd be President Barack Obama. In which, you know, Trayvon Martin and, pick a few cases, Ferguson. He didn't exactly seem to be siding with law enforcement. In fact, he, fairly could be called a critic of our law enforcement in this country. And since that time, there have been members of law enforcement murdered in cold blood, killed because they wear a badge. I don't recall these same people saying he was to blame for their violence. And people died there. Nobody's died. I've seen one guy get punched on TV about a million times now. I'm just north of a million times I've seen it now. And by the way, the guy's in jail or has been arrested. I don't know if he's still in jail, but he has been dealt with appropriately by law enforcement. But Donald Trump didn't go say, hey, punch that guy. Now, Donald Trump has said some things that now, when you're in, with hindsight being 2020, string together and play 1,000 times, you can try and make it look like at that rally he said, go punch that guy. It didn't happen. And I'm not sure a presidential candidate should be on stage saying, punch the guy. He's not Lily White. Donald Trump's not perfect in all this. But the idea that he has incited violence, I don't know. You tell me. Is that what's going on? Oh, man. I'm really trying to restrain myself from saying some things about the media that probably wouldn't be good.
Well, go ahead.
And the other Republican nominees. This to me is desperation. It's stupidity. Look, there are things to be critical of Donald Trump about that are fair. All right? There are definitely... I want some more substance on that wall deal. I want to know more about that trade deal. Can you tone it down a little bit? Does it always have to be a food fight, you know, where your rhetoric is just, this person's an idiot, they're a loser, they're, you know. Okay, around the edges, yeah. On the other hand, he's channeling the frustrations of a lot of people. And so that's why he does it. Also, I take the counsel of Ben Carson on this one. To describe the Donald Trump he's met one-on-one versus the Donald Trump that's on the stage. Very different people. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. So I'm not saying there aren't things that could be done better, but the idea, here's the sense I get. I get the sense that, first of all, the other Republican candidates are desperate. They got to use everything, so I get it. I guess it's a competition. So maybe we give them a pass, maybe not. The media, I think they say, look what we've created, and they have. Because he's got 90% of the coverage, everybody else getting 10, and now he's on the cusp of, you know, he's the front runner for the nomination. So it's like, what do we do here? We got to punch this. We got to fix this mess. We got to correct this. A little bit of analysis there. Not a lot of opinion. I want your opinion on who is to blame for the violence. What should Donald Trump do differently? Is anything his rivals or the media saying that merits consideration for him to use? Let me know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Todd is waiting for your texts. He loves getting them. Don't you, Todd?
Absolutely.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. Manny answering your calls when you call us. And it's as simple as you can call, text Todd, rather, at 701-226-8550. Email us to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you today by our friends at North Dakota Oil Can. Check out their Facebook page. Got a neat little story there about oil advancing medicine. It's really cool. Petroleum is in your medicine. Did you know that? Oil can advance medicine. You should know that. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Neat little video about it. And also, a recent forum editorial on fracking dishonesty from the Democrats. Some good reading. It's a good little resource. Let's go to Tim and Edgley here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline to find out what's on his mind. Maybe his opinion is different than mine, even though I'm not giving mine yet. I want to know what yours is. Hi, Tim. What's up?
Fine. Love the weather. But about Donald, I don't think he should change anything but except act more presidential. The man is saying everything that we, the American people, want to hear from a presidential candidate. He's saying everything that the others aren't saying. And particularly what I like him to say and what he's concentrated on, he is really concentrated on these terrorists in the Mideast, talking about how they're hacking the heads off of Christian people over there. None of the rest are even talking about this. He constantly brings this up. And then when he, they really dumped on him when he said that he would target all these people, including their families and everything. Well, what's wrong with that? We're fighting a war. We're supposed to be fighting a war against these people, aren't we? Didn't we target in World War II the cities of Germany? Didn't we target Hiroshima and Nagasaki? They were not military targets. Those were people's residences. We obliterated them off the map. We won the war. What's wrong with winning? This is his message. He wants to win. He wants to see America win. This is what the American people want to see. We don't want to see endless wars that go on and on and on, and we never win.
I agree with you completely, Tim, and some good points. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Ron. Minot, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. The situation that's going on with Trump, and I'm sure there's going to be some problems at other rallies for some of these other candidates concerning First Amendment rights or free speech. One thing to remember is that these rallies are rented. These facilities are rented for specific circumstances and for these rallies. People that are in there causing problems and so on, they are guests there. They don't have a right to cause fisticuffs and, you know, a brawl.
No, you're exactly right, Ron. Good point. I mean, they aren't a First Amendment right to go in there and break up a rally. Now, it happens, and they're escorted out, but very good point. Keep the call.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&S Motors, Inc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet, Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org, ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
A candidate who respects the people, who engages the protesters with civility and respect, not with hostility.
All right, that's good advice, honestly. I think that's good advice, and Trump could decide whether or not to follow it. But the idea that somehow now you have a free pass to decide whether or not to support or honor the pledge of supporting Trump if he's the nominee because of what's happened? Listen, this is on Fox News Channel, folks. They're getting ready for a Donald Trump event in North Carolina, and they're about to interview one of the establishment's favorites, John Sununu out of New Hampshire. Listen to the reporter's tone, and listen to Sununu avoid the question. Just a quick thing here, and then we'll go back to the calls. Listen to this.
In the meantime, former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu served as White House Chief of Staff to President George H.W. Bush, and he is always a welcome guest here. Governor, good to see you this morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Martha. Happy Monday.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy Monday after a really turbulent weekend.
Turbulent weekend. You know, turbulent weekend?
Well, if you were at a Trump rally, yeah.
Well, it didn't, yeah, I mean, it was canceled. So they wouldn't be violent. Anyway, never mind.
Well,
look at what happened over the weekend in Chicago, and you hear Donald Trump's explanation and saying that he thinks these have been orchestrated, that MoveOn.org is actually fundraising off of putting these people into his events. What do you make of it all?
Well, you know, people asked Ted Cruz in the previous segment whether or not he would stick by his commitment to support Trump. I think John Kasich in one of the debates said Donald makes it tougher and tougher. And I think what's happened in the last 96 hours is really making it hard for some Republicans who have made the commitment to support the nominee to stick with that commitment.
Okay, but what in the last 96 hours would make it tougher for a Republican to stick to the commitment? What in the last 96 hours would make it tougher for a Republican to say, I'm going to do what I said I did? You're telling me MoveOn.org gets to decide whether or not you keep a pledge? You're telling me Bernie Sanders and his wackadoodle supporters get to infiltrate Chicago and determine who the Republican nominee is? Are we that weak that we sit there and say, we're going to let them decide? What has Donald Trump done in the last 96 hours? The media has played strings of stuff going back for months that strung together is not favorable towards Trump. I'll say that. Somebody ought to just punch him. Take him out on a stretcher. What, you know? But again, that was spread over a bunch of rallies, which, by the way, they all covered live and didn't comment on at the time. But nothing in the last 96 hours is on Trump's shoulders, in my mind. What, he smartly canceled a Chicago rally that could have gone crazy. We're going to talk to somebody a little bit that was there. Commented on my Facebook page. Saw it firsthand. That was the responsible thing to do, wasn't it? And I don't know, Ohio, I was watching over the weekend where, you know, some guy came running in and tried to grab Trump and they hauled him off. Why is that Donald Trump's fault? This is dangerous, folks. This is dangerous because if this kind of mob think wins, common sense is out the window. It's gone. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous that Donald Trump's blamed for violence at his own events. Jamie from Bismarck here next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Jamie, if you and I decide to hold a rally in Bismarck, we're going to do a Second Amendment Scott and Jamie rally. And 10,000 people come, but there's 100 people that are gun grabbers. They hate the Second Amendment, all right? And so they go around and start throwing elbows at everybody in the place, trying to make as much of a melee as possible. Are you and I responsible for that?
Absolutely not. You know, there's plenty of videos too, Scott, out there of these protesters, these peaceful quote unquote protesters, coming to Trump rallies, swinging at people. I saw the video, I don't know how many times Saturday. You know, two black guys just taking haymakers at white people. If that was the other way around, my God, how racist was that? That old guy with the cowboy hat on elbowed that punk in the face when he was flipping them off when they were escorting them out. You know, these guys sitting, when Trump's up there and they play what he says, you know, haul this guy on the stretch or whatever. Well, you know what? They're in the audience there. They're inciting violence. And egging these people on. You know, if somebody's screaming in your face and they're pushing you, what are you going to do? I don't blame Trump one bit for saying that kind of thing. Get them the heck out of there before they punch a Trump supporter.
Yeah, and even the guy we've seen a million times who clearly, the
the fellow in the cowboy hat who saw these guys come up, and then the one guy flips off the crowd. So he gets mad and comes over and he elbows the guy.
Right.
The guy's being dealt with by law enforcement right now, but that's not Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump didn't plant the guy in the audience to say, go smack anybody that that is, you know. I mean, how that connects to him? I mean, he's at fault. He shouldn't have done it, and he's being dealt with appropriately.
That's what I'm saying. No, they're not there to protest. They're there to incite violence is what they're doing. You know, Scott, when you were in high school and if you went to a party and some people showed up uninvited and they started picking on people and pushing them around and being mean, what happened to them after they were asked to leave? What usually happened if they didn't leave? Somebody roughed them up and got them out of there, right?
Yeah, probably for their own good. For their own
good.
That's
right. That's right. And if somebody's doing that at a rally, if you and me had that rally and they started punching Second Amendment supporters in the audience and I was up on stage, you bet I'd tell somebody to latch onto them and throw them out of there.
It's unbelievable. It really is. Jamie, good thoughts. Thanks for the call. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I don't like what's going on here. And again, I don't like that it's coming from Republicans and supposed conservative media like Fox News and everything else, which is less conservative media all the time and more establishment. But there's no common sense there, right? There's no common sense there whatsoever. Jim in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Isn't this a free country, free speech? Let Trump say what he wants, right?
Well, I mean, within reason, obviously, I wouldn't sit there and say, you know, get up there and say, you know, death to, you know, liberals, right? I mean, I would go, whoa, wait a minute, what are you doing here, right? But as I say, he isn't perfect. He said some things that I don't think is very typical of a presidential candidate up there saying, you know what happened to guys like that? We punched him. But here's the deal. People are mad. I don't think they're mad to the point of I'm going to kick the crap out of you. The real violence, the inciting of violence is coming from the paid protesters here. Okay, that's the bad stuff. And the worst they can say about Trump, nobody's gotten hurt in these rallies, no injuries, is at a handful of them, he said some dumb things that they now think is inciting the violence now. Isn't that a bit of a stretch?
Well, who is the paid protesters? Do we got to go back to when Nixon ran and the dirty trick campaigns they did? The whole thing is the two-party system looks like a bunch of rats on the Titanic just for it dipped up, and they're eating one another. They better get a grip on what the real American public wants, but they still don't get it, correct?
Well, yeah, I don't disagree. That's why I think Trump continues to engender so much support, because people are upset about the direction of this country and like the fact that the guy is a fighter. And, you know, quite honestly, I think I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it shows a sense of passion and real care for this country. I really do. And to really nitpick around the edges that somehow it's inciting violence seems stupid to me.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To our worst instincts rather than our angels of our better nature. He actually incites violence in the way that he urges his audience on.
Yeah. This is Hillary Clinton. She continues, by the way.
The ugly, divisive rhetoric from Donald Trump and the encouragement of violence and aggression.
Yeah, give me where there's encouragement of violence and action. Again, other than the offhand comments we've heard 1,000 times that were said long ago at rallies, and nobody paid any attention to at the time, and they're using them now in retrospect to try and connect them to these events. Give me incitement of violence. Where does that happen, Ms. Clinton? Here's more.
Only wrong, but dangerous. If you play with matches, you can start a fire.
Seriously.
You can't control.
Didn't know that. No.
That is not leadership. That is political arson.
What a joke. You know, here's what I would love. And by the way, all of this, I believe in the end helps Trump, because I don't believe the American people are going to get sucked into this. I really don't. I mean, some Republican candidates are using it now for self-serving reasons, but I don't believe the vast majority of people buy this. I don't. I hope I'm right. If Hillary Clinton is so worried about this and Bernie Sanders is so worried about it, then they own MoveOn.org. All right, they invented that '60s protest stuff, right? So why don't they call on their supporters and the fringe groups on the left to stay away, to not be there, to not incite this? They love it. Every minute of it. Brought to you in part today by Apache, High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. The only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty. High Plains Apache has 2 North Dakota locations. I'd love it if you'd head down to the Mandan location today. Stop and see the crew there. And get all set for this year. You'll see some 2016 sprayers that are unbelievable. The 2015 Apaches, still a few of those in stock. And some used ones as well. HighPlainsApache.com has good run through and all the equipment they have. They also have, of course, that 5-year warranty that's standard, the great fuel efficiency, that rugged mechanical drive system, making the Apache sprayers easier to maintain. Big model, 750 to 1,200 gallons, booms up to 132 feet. High Plains Apache. In Mandan, across from Madanza, High Plains Apache in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, your authorized Apache sprayer dealer. So I'm on Facebook this morning. I'd ask the question, you know, is Donald Trump responsible for the violence? I honestly want to know. That's the question I have for you today. I just want to know whether you think the angry actions of protesters and, by the way, supporters of his that react to it, is that his fault? Does he own that? And, of course, a lot of this is focusing on Chicago and what happened there over the weekend. And a friend of mine that was actually in Chicago at the rally commented on Facebook, so we asked him to join us on the program. Jay Weingartner's here. Jay, how are you? Jay, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you loud and clear. How you doing?
Good. Great to hear your voice again, Scott. Great to be on Hot Talk in my old hometown of Fargo.
There you go. That's right. Your hometown. You're all across the great state of North Dakota and a few states beyond, as a matter of fact. But so, what are you seeing in the media about Chicago that is the most grossly negligent in the reporting? Would you say?
Listening, what said it all this morning was on WLS here, you know, the conservative station here in Chicago. They had Jedediah Brown on, and he was the one that was up there that rushed the stage. It kind of looked like Malcolm X, as everybody was saying here. And he was trying to say something on the microphone after, this is minutes, wait, several minutes after it was announced that it was postponed. Now, keep in mind, the only words we heard, and I was in the fourth row, and I had some pretty good seats. And keep in mind, after the word postponed was announced, we couldn't hear anything else. That was it. So Jedediah Brown got on this morning and said, obviously, and they're almost making a mockery of it. He was blaming it 100% on the Trump supporters, that they threw the first punches and they were holding up the Hitler signs. And, you know, he was just obviously I hate to say the word wacko, but I remember the word wacko many times on Hot Talk. We've used that before. But said that the Trump supporters started it, and it was just kind of funny. So they let him talk, and he just kept talking and talking. And obviously, if it's going to happen, that's the reason I went down, Scott, is a friend of mine who I actually went to school with in Fargo, they're a couple. Friend and two veterans we went down with, and I said, if it's going to happen anywhere, it's going to happen in Chicago. Let's go. You know, I just wanted to see for myself, and it happened. I mean, there was at least 25,000 people there, and on the outside, it was crazy. But you know, it wasn't as bad as the media is making it out to be. There were some fistfights. Go ahead, Scott.
You said on your Facebook post that you'd never seen so much hate spewed in my life.
Ever.
And who's spewing the hate? These are the people that were protesting?
They were the protesters. And you know me, Scott. You've known me for 30 years. And I would never say, I mean, everybody on the Trump side, whether you're a Trump supporter or not, or just there like I was, I had the F word said to me, maybe 10 times by young 18, 19-year-old students. I'm just walking. I'm trying to get in with a friend of mine, Eric. Eric the Cowboy, who was interviewed on CNN, by the way. And we got in because a friend of mine who's fourth-generation Chicago fire, Tom, you know, he helped us get in, walk past the literally about 10,000 people in the line. I could not see the end of the line. And my friends were already in. My wife was already in. And I went to park the car about a mile and a half away. And it was Scott, it was so deafening, the F word constantly blaring over the megaphones and loudspeakers. And then when we get in, I got a half hour of light. It was 6:30 when I got in. It was supposed to start at 6. And as soon as they came up on stage and said that, about 2,000 students, and it was planned. I found out from Tom, the fireman, that they had from good authority that they found it on Facebook that something, many different ethnic groups, and there were several. My brother even saw the pictures. And he says, Jay, I noticed there's several Muslim students there. And there were. I would guess a quarter of them were Muslim students. They ripped off their Trump shirts. And the positive there is I said, well, at least they had to pay some money to get a Trump shirt. And and they ripped them off, and they all had Bernie shirts on, or a shirt that on both sides said the F word and Trump. That's all it was. And then they made a human shield, like the old 60s Vietnam protests that were right here in Chicago as well, around the whole media stage. And then punches were starting to be thrown, and And you, the veterans that I were... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the veterans. Could you mention also in the post just about how some veterans you were with were really sad about all this, huh?
You know, I put my arm around Johnny, and he had a tear. It was like that old commercial, the littering commercial. I think you know which one I'm talking about, when we were young. You know, an American Indian in the litter and a tear coming down. And that's how he looked. And the tear was coming down his cheek. And it was just, he says, Jay, he goes, if these kids only could see what my eyes have seen to help them do what they're doing today, they wouldn't be, it would not be this bad. In his day, he was a rough guy, you know, but he's 70 now, or 65. And he wasn't going to get in a fight. And there's a kid right below us holding up a sign, just a horrible sign. And I asked him to please remove the sign, give it to me, or you have five veterans right behind you that will take the sign from you very peacefully. And he just turned around several times and kept saying, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. I love you. You know, it was just, so that guy was, he stayed pretty calm. But then another veteran who we don't know came by, put his Trump sign in front of that one, and pushed the guy down the side. And didn't push him hard, just kept pushing him away. But I mean, right in front of us. I mean, people just being slugged, and it could have got a lot uglier. It really...
Yeah, I think actually for all the grief that Trump is being given for inciting this, I think he deserves some credit for canceling that rally. I mean, just to say, hey, it would have gotten ugly. You know?
No question. I was told that he was sitting on his plane, and then the police, obviously, and the FBI and the Secret Service. We did talk to a couple of Secret Service people, and they advised him wholeheartedly not to come. And of course, you know, the students think they won, and that's their prerogative. They can think that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's Chicago. That's all people need to know. It's Chicago, like you say. And by the way, the comment you made earlier about the students. I forget who it was, but it was somebody connected to Chicago said the same thing about that particular school. Said there's a huge, radical Muslim, and radical not in the sense of violent terrorists, but radical in the sense of protesting type, and also, some real politically involved Hispanic, students as well. So, what they do. It's what they do. So this was a perfect opportunity for them to do it. Hey, Jay, thanks for sharing a little bit of that story. It's fun to talk to somebody who was actually there and get the first hand report.
Welcome.
So appreciate
you're
it. Bunch. Take care. Good to catch up with you. Bet. Tim in Colm, you're next on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hi, Tim.
Good morning. That's an interesting conversation you had there with Jay. To me, this has resemblance to the 68 Democrat convention in Chicago with everything being stirred up against Trump. And Trump didn't bring this on, in my opinion. It's coming from elsewhere. But the thing that's also sort of bothering me is I heard the Dale Wetzel show on Saturday with Curly Haugland. And if Mr. Haugland, if I understood him correctly, the Republican, or at least him, he's going against Trump too by opening up all the delegates and by saying they're not committed.
Yeah, Curly is very famous for knowing the rules inside and out, and very often has a particular candidate in mind in ways to maneuver those rules so to benefit candidates either that he's for or against ones that he's trying to stop. So I've heard some different things too about the maneuvering that's going on. Not surprising. And but Curly's one member of the Republican National Committee, and obviously a member of the Rules Committee. So he can have an idea of what he'd like to do. Doesn't mean it's going to be that way. You know what I mean? But that would be Curly. That wouldn't surprise me at all. I didn't hear it, but it wouldn't surprise me. And I've heard some rumbles about it. Tim, appreciate the call. Some great emails here as well. You Marry Monday too coming up about 20 past to the next hour. An honor at the University of Mary we're going to tell you about today on the program, so stay tuned for that. More of your calls after a short time out
here. We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth, me too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Gate City Bank believes staying local is a better way of banking. It's why we locally approve home loans, along with locally financing and servicing your loan, too. That means your mortgage lives where you do and not in some other state. Have a question on your mortgage? You'll speak with someone right down the street. Get started at GateCityBank.com. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours, two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours, a Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart, and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
No, it doesn't, and it's a shame that it happened, and I feel badly for everybody concerned, and we don't condone violence, but the kid did, from what I hear, stick up a certain finger right in everybody's face.
I would not be surprised if the protesters causing the violence at the Trump rallies are not funded by Mitt Romney and the rest of the East Coast Beltway elites that are running the Republican Party into the ground.
No.
I've never seen a party better at snatching defeat from the jaws of victory.
Who's doing this? Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your comments, questions. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Hey, I'd like your help to clean up some litter along the U.S. 85 corridor. Let's plan on this April 25 through 30. Get a little warmer, although it's been pretty nice. The Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association is leading the charge here, as they often do. And they have a number of partnering agencies as well that are part of this, and they're looking for volunteers. So if you want to help out, email cal@trexpressway.com, cal@trexpressway.com, or give them a call at 701-523-6171. A lot of good folks coming together on that now with the cities of Watford City and Williston and Bowman and Belfield and the Petroleum Council and Department of Transportation and the North Dakota Motor Carriers and lots of others as well. And it's like, here's one thing you can do if you say, I'm just not going to be able to make it happen. Set an example for others. Don't litter. You know, take a look around your vehicle. Make sure there's not anything that's easily lost, right? Things you're just throwing in the back of the pickup and all of a sudden they're gone. So, good way to go. Good way to help if you can as well from the Theodore Roosevelt Expressway Association. Let's see here. A call that came in during the break, that 391 number, Todd, go ahead and roll that, would you?
Chris from Bismarck, and about Trump and what happened in Chicago, Trump is absolutely not at fault for anything that's going on there. Those were paid protesters, okay? That's their jobs, to go around and protest. They were paid by George Soros. They were Bernie supporters. They have no right to be there. And they went there specifically to cause trouble, okay? And as far as all this being a First Amendment issue, wrong. The First Amendment only portrays to the government stopping someone from speaking. You have no right to go into someone else's place of business or someplace else that they rented or anything like that and steal their stage. There is no constitutional right for that. You only are protected from the government under the First Amendment. Thank you.
All right, some other comments. Before I go back to the phones, let me give you some on social media. Frank on our Facebook page says, the system and the establishment of government are the ones that are responsible. People are fed up and are acting out because of it. And by the way, nobody's been hurt here. God forbid anybody, you know, actually was, you know, harmed or killed here. None of that's happened. Got some people that have been escorted out and dealt with harshly. So keep this in perspective as well. But I do believe if you want to blame somebody, blame the fact that this is a frustration venting because of inaction. Jacob is sending me notes on Twitter here. So Scott, you have your head in the sand. Trump says, I'll pay your legal fees. Yeah, I don't remember the context of that, but you're right. He did say that. I've referenced a few times the handful of comments he said that, again, we're not at the events where these incidents happen that you're seeing over and over and over again. We're not in Chicago where it's canceled, but we're long ago. Well, he's done a lot of rallies. He said some things. They strung a few things together. Clearly, in retrospect, he shouldn't say it. But if you think him saying what he said then is the reason that somebody sucker punches somebody now, it's a joke. That's not happening. Had nothing to do with Chicago. Nada. They're not connected. Goes on to say that's not inciting violence, but it's certainly not calling for peace. Yeah, I agree. But I don't think he has to get up at every rally and say, hey, let's have a little chorus of kumbaya here, right, to be held guilt-free of inciting violence, in my mind. Texter, political arson is what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, Hillary Clinton. No kidding. Another texter, the Democrats will do anything to get Trump out so they don't have to run against him. Maybe that's what's going on. Hey, thank you, Sununu. We played that earlier. Just further evidence why we hate the establishment and why we should hate the establishment. Another texter, the protesters at Donald Trump's rallies can only be blamed on his opposing candidates. The question on teenagers overdosing and how to stop it, or how to... It must start in the home at an early age. I'm not talking religion. I'm talking just raising your kids with general morals from right or wrong and know where they are at all times. Talking about two of the questions we have up on the Facebook page. Alarming story out of Fargo this weekend. The Fargo police chief alongside the Moorhead police chief side by side for a 12 noon Sunday press conference because of four individuals arrested from Minneapolis who are bringing heroin up here for sale and lining it with, what do they call that again? What is the substance they're lining the heroin with?
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl, thank you. And so there and by the way, there were two deaths, and I think two others that were overdoses that they brought back. So it's alarming.
Plus all the people in Williston too, same thing.
Exactly. There are a lot of places. It's a major problem for the Northern Plains law enforcement. How do we fix this was my question. I'd welcome your answers, but that's a good start. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.